Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Brad Harbison, and my guest today is Emily Thomas Kendrick, President and CEO of Arrow Exterminators in Atlanta. And Arrow is the sponsor of the upcoming PCT Mergers and Acquisitions Virtual Conference, which will be held on August 19th. And the conference is designed for anyone exploring the possibility of a sale, currently in the market for acquisitions, or laying the groundwork for succession planning. The half-day event provides expert advice from some of the industry's leading authorities on mergers and acquisitions and family business issues. And you can learn more about the conference and register at http://manda.pctonline.com. That's manda.pctonline.com. You can call our conferences division at 800-456-0707. And in the following podcast, we'll get an update from Emily on recent developments at Arrow Exterminators. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brad, so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Emily, last year we spoke about Arrow's involvement with mergers and acquisitions, and this year I'd like to get a general update on Arrow and how has the company been doing the past few years?
Oh, Brad, I'm glad you're asking that question at this time. We actually just finished our fiscal year, June 30th, and finished celebrating a really important milestone for us. It was our 50th year. And I'll tell you, the last couple of years, this team here has absolutely crushed it. You know, in the last 5 years alone, they have grown our revenue over almost $60 million or 10.5%. They've created 518 brand new jobs for our country in the last 5 years. And this is amazing. They have grown new sales over $22 million or 13%. And it's unbelievable. We just finished our fifth year in a row of double-digit growth. And our sales folks came to me about a year ago, and they said, you know, we're celebrating our 50th year in business. We're going to set the goal that we sell over $50 million in brand new sales this year. Okay? And I'm going, you know, I didn't want to say, man, I don't think we can do that. But they were real tenacious about it, and man, they did it. They sold over $50 million in brand new sales this last year, so that was cool. You know, $50 million in sales on our 50th anniversary. But you know, Brad, those are just the numbers, and I always look at numbers as, you know, I'm a pretty competitive person. I was an athlete in high school and college, and that's how we keep score, right? Now, the real headlines are about our people who make the company go, and I'm just telling you that the over 1,475 ladies and gentlemen here, they're just, I mean, I know no other words than they are complete and total rock stars. You know, they really are. We hear quite often from folks outside of our company that Arrow can't keep doing what we're doing year after year after year, and we love that. We love those folks. We call them the naysayers, and we kind of have an internal rallying cry that we say to them, and we say, you want a gosh darn bet, game on. You know, we love it. It keeps us hungry. And it's just amazing to think that, you know, 50 years ago, my grandparents started Arrow in 1964 in the back of a beauty parlor, of all things, and now we're doing over $150 million in revenue, 89 locations in 10 states, and I don't know. It's a really, really exciting time at the company, Brad.
Yeah, definitely. Arrow's certainly been an amazing story the past few years. And, you know, Emily, with this tremendous growth, you know, it must be challenging for your company infrastructure, especially in management. Is the company still scalable at this point?
Sure, Brad. So, again, a great question. And the simple answer is yes and yes, okay? Yes, it's incredibly challenging, and yes, it is absolutely scalable. Now, you know, to begin with, we strongly believe at Arrow in promoting from within, okay? We've also made tremendous investments to provide the necessary resources and training and whatnot to grow our people with us, right? But what I'll tell you, Brad, is that we're extremely confident that honestly, we've got the management team and the infrastructure in place that's going to allow us to continue to really maintain what's a pretty darn aggressive growth strategy. Now, you know, another critical component to that scalable growth strategy is mergers and acquisitions, and really being able to provide opportunities and a place to call home for the entire team of the acquired company. You know, I mean, not all companies do that, but that's something we've always done. Now, we've done over 100 acquisitions in our 50-year history, and honestly, I think we've built a solid reputation in the industry.
Emily, you mentioned briefly there at the beginning important role your folks play. How have you been developing some of the talent at Arrow Exterminators?
Sure. So our training arm, we call it Arrow University within the company, and the motto of Arrow University is training today for tomorrow's success, right? And it was created really for the sole purpose of providing the necessary resources for training and career development for all of our team members at all levels, okay? Whether that's, your frontline folks all the way to the top of the company. It offers tools to allow people to grow, not just professionally, but personally, okay? And it really plays a critical role in helping us grow to, for us, in the next 3 years, we plan to grow to $200 million and beyond. And then 5 years out, we plan to surpass $240 million in revenue. Now, people ask, tell me more about, we call it AU, Arrow University. Internally, we call it AU. Tell me more about AU. And really, it's going to provide field, classroom, also online training through our e-learning center. Because honestly, that's more flexible. It's a more convenient method for training in today's world. We're pretty passionate, honestly, about empowering all of these team members to be quite innovative. Okay, we really want to instill that feeling in them that every single one of them can help improve our company. We even have an innovation team who sits down once a month to review ideas that have come in from the field. I'd really say that professional development over the last, call it 5 to 8 years, has certainly become one of our core strengths, Brad.
And Emily, for some of these new leaders in the company, where are you finding some of these new leaders?
So I got to go back to our passion for promoting from within when it's at all possible. I really can't overstate enough, Brad, the value that we see in promoting leaders from within the company who really understand our business at all levels and really, most importantly, understand our culture. Now, we also know that as we continue to grow and create more jobs, that we got to hire top-notch folks to join the team. We've recently hired a talent acquisition specialist, and if you say, well, what's that, Emily? I didn't know either. It's really it's a recruiter, okay?
Sure.
And she is, by the way, awesome. She's really, really quite talented. And we hired her to help us achieve our goals, really remain focused on recruiting efforts at the local and national level. It's really going to ensure that we're hiring the best possible talent out there. Now, one of the things that really our entire company, the entire team, is really proud of, as I mentioned before, is over the last 5 years, we have created 518 brand new jobs for our country. And, we talk about the numbers. It's a way to keep score. It's a place to spike the ball. But that number of creating 518 brand new jobs for the country, being job creators, is something that this team is really quite proud of. And now we can focus on creating positions for 500 more folks.
Yeah, that's great, great contributions, Emily. And Emily, just can you talk a little bit about the culture that exists at Arrow Exterminators?
Oh, dude, I can do that all day long. Okay, we have such a really unique family entrepreneurial culture at Arrow. It's really quite fun. It's honestly probably one of the most tightly knit family oriented companies around. We have a strong belief that our culture here at Arrow is really one of our biggest competitive advantages, if you want to know the truth. We intentionally keep our service centers at a size where all the team members, they know each other really well. They're able to support each other, treat each other like brothers and sisters. I always my first two questions in an interview are, do you have a sense of humor? And everybody thinks they do, but they don't. You have a sense of humor. And then do you have a thick skin? Okay. Because we really do. We like to treat each other like brothers and sisters, you know? we have managers, Brad, who, the darndest thing, we have several managers who literally cook breakfast for their team members on a daily basis. Okay. On a daily basis. And they, you know, a lot of them also have regular picnics and invite the whole family, kind of make it a whole family affair. You know, it's also a very fast-paced, passionate culture with a deep commitment to excellence. Now, this one's really important for us, Brad, because excellence is core value number 3 at Arrow. And basically what it means to us is we're going to operate with a sense of positive discontent, and we are never going to be satisfied with the status quo. And when you have a deep commitment to that concept, it really makes for a very fun, exciting, challenging environment.
And Emily, you were talking about sort of that passionate energy there at Arrow Exterminators. What are you passionate about?
Well, you'll find this a vague and funny answer, but I'll try and expand on it. You know, what am I not passionate about? I mean, truly, core value number 1 at Arrow is passion. Okay.
Right.
And that goes back to my grandparents, Mimi and Papa. You know, that old saying that I just love really seems to sum up our company, and it's passion has a funny way of trumping logic. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this saying reminds me so much of my grandparents who really, they believe that nothing could be accomplished without passion. So what they said is we only want to surround ourselves with people who are passionate about life in general. We don't just want a bunch of people who, yeah, they're passionate about their work. We want people who are passionate about life in general, because if you're not, how can you be passionate about your work? You know, they just didn't really care for people who weren't incredibly passionate about life overall. So obviously, we're extremely passionate people overall. And I say I'm truly honored to work with the finest group of ladies and gentlemen here at Arrow. And I know I speak on behalf of my entire family when I say I believe we have the best team in the entire industry. There's no way we'd be where we are today without their hard work, endurance, and dedication. Now, in addition, we're also very passionate about profitable growth, not just growth for growth's sake. It's got to be beneficial, profitable growth so that you can continue to invest back into your folks and their families and the infrastructure of the company. You've heard me say earlier, we're incredibly passionate about job creation. And the other thing we're very, very high on, very passionate about, is transparency throughout the entire organization.
And Emily, you always hear a lot about company leaders and their vision for the company. What is your current vision for Arrow Exterminators?
Well, Brad, we're going to grow to be the largest family-owned, privately held pest control company in the United States. And then this is the real key part, while never losing sight of our unique family culture, okay? We have had phenomenal, phenomenal success these past 50 years, but we really believe that the best is yet to come and that we're still in on the ground floor of something very, very special. Now, in the short term, on the number side, we plan to blow past the $200 million and beyond mark in 3 years, probably around 2018, and we plan to come close, darn close, to $250 million and beyond in the next 5 years in the year 2020. Now, on the people side, it's pretty simple. Our vision is to continue to find and develop the folks that will lead this company through the next generation and beyond.
And, Emily, if a company's listening today that's considering a sale, tell me why they should consider selling to Arrow Exterminators.
Well, Brad, you know, whether folks are looking to sell right now or just, you know, exploring their options for the future, we'd love to talk to you, okay? It never hurts anyone just to have a confidential conversation, you know? Like I said earlier, we've done, you know, over 100 acquisitions in our 50-year history, and I'll tell you, I think our team has really gotten quite good at it. Brad, what I can promise folks that you're going to get with us is a customized and respectful package and deal structure that addresses an owner's needs and wants, okay? So what I mean by that is, you know, there are some large companies that are going to look at acquisitions as really a one-size-fits-all deal. And that's fine. That's one approach. But I would say we disagree 100%. We just don't believe in what I'll call the cookie cutter method. You know, every mm-hmm. single deal, every single family, every single owner and situation is unique. Okay. Now, you know, having done over 100 acquisitions, we also know the value of a smooth transition for the owner, the team members, and the customers. And I mean, that is vital in every single acquisition. And we go beyond the call to provide, you know, the utmost care, quite frankly, in making sure that happens. I mean, look, we've done over 100. We've made some mistakes. We've learned along the way. You know, now what I can tell you we do better than anyone in the entire industry, hands down, is we are the best when it comes to taking care of folks' team members and providing future opportunity for them. I'd say it's arguably one of the things we do best. And then, of course, you've got things that to me are a given. We're going to offer benefits to team members, including generous benefit packages, 401k, professional development and training, career opportunities and advancement. You know, to me, those things are a given.
And where is Arrow making the biggest investments in the business?
Well, you know, Brad, first and foremost, you've heard me talk a lot about our people. Right now, first and foremost, those big investments are going into our people. We believe that's really the best investment going out there. Now, we all know that healthcare costs continue to go through the roof. I mean, you know, just this week we see that Anthem and Cigna are going to merge. We're going from 5 big carriers to 3. And, you know, the healthcare costs going up has really only accelerated over the last few years. And what I'll tell you is we have gone to extreme pains to absorb these higher premiums as a company and have been able to maintain the out-of-pocket that our team members can contribute to basically the same rate for the past 5 years, okay? Yeah. It's been a huge investment, but what I'll tell you is it has been well worth it for all of our folks and their family members. I mean, if you go to and talk to folks at the company, that is one of the things they're most worried about. You know, now in addition, we were big believers in helping folks plan for retirement. You know, we continue to contribute to our 401k plan in a pretty aggressive manner and very consistently, and certainly plan to do that as we head into the future. And what I'll tell you is those two investments alone have a direct positive impact on the health and well-being of our team members and their families. And that's huge to us. Now, Brad, on the business side, we are continuing to invest heavily in technology and really our overall infrastructure to support this very aggressive growth. So let me give you some examples. Just in this past year, we integrated a new HRIS system. Again, if you don't know what that is, you're not alone. I had to ask, okay? It's a human resources information system. So we integrated it into the company, and really, in a nutshell, what it does, in addition to handling payroll, all of our largest expense, right, in a much more efficient manner, it provides what I call a foundation for the recruitment, onboarding, and really ongoing support of new and existing team members. The other thing we did this last year is we invested very heavily in a new LMS. Again, I had to ask, learning management system. And basically, that helps us deliver our training remotely to all of our folks when need be. And it serves as a backbone, you know, the documentation tracking and reporting of all our professional development efforts. Those are just some of the ones just recently.
Yeah, those are some really progressive ideas, Emily. And, you know, Emily, finally, so that our listeners can get a sense of who you are as a person, can you share with us something fun that you've done outside of work in the last 30 days?
Well, sure, absolutely. Actually, just last weekend, my husband Hugh and I, if you can believe it, hiked to the top of the Continental Divide in Colorado, specifically an area called Mount Ida in the Rocky Mountain National Park. It was 10 miles. I almost died. My husband had to, like, coach me on along the way. I wanted to sit down and throw a tantrum, but he's a very patient man. The summit was almost 13,000 feet, and it was awesome to, you know, just finally get up there and
Right.
view the world in a way that, you know, we many times, you know, have trouble taking the time to experience. You know, I'll tell you, it was my first time actually in the Rocky Mountain National Park, and
Mm-hmm.
it was awesome, Brad. I mean, the wildlife that just roams free is amazing. I mean, we saw groups of Rocky Mountain longhorn sheep, you know, with the horns, the curled horns. We saw big herds of elk, marmot. I mean, I was, you know, I'm a city girl. My husband grew up in Wyoming, so every animal we saw, I was like, oh my gosh, look, look, look. But it's hard not to be moved when you're, you know, standing up on top of a mountain, breathing or trying to breathe the fresh air, you know. And, you know, plus, where else in the United States can you wear a winter jacket and a ski hat, you know, when you're trying to hike
Right.
in mid-July?
Right. Yeah, it sounds like an amazing experience and an exhausting experience at the same time.
It was. It really was. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well, Emily, thanks again for joining us. And thanks also for Arrow's sponsorship of our upcoming M&A virtual event.
Hey, Brad, I sure do appreciate the opportunity, and hope you have a great rest of the summer, buddy.
Great. Thanks, Emily. And again, to our listeners, you can learn more about the event at manda.pctonline.com or call us at 800-456-0707. Thanks for listening to our podcast today, and have a great day.